Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Well, Johnny, I love that story that you tell of how Ken might have known of you because of your public persona before you knew who he was, but that you were actually praying for him before you'd even met him. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that story? I thought that was adorable.
Well, and some of our listeners may have heard this story, but I was in my early 30s. I was still single. I was pretty much enjoying my single life. I was sitting in church one morning, a big church, one of those mega churches here in Southern California, and our pastor was away, and so we had a visiting preacher, and I'm sitting there in church, and I'm just kind of bored with the sermon. It's just not grabbing me, and yet here it was Sunday. It was the Lord's Day, the Sabbath. I did not want to just waste my time thinking about what I was going to have for lunch or the work that was awaiting me on my desk Monday morning. I decided I would do something that would honor God, and I started praying. I felt immediately led to pray for this man that was sitting about five pews in front of me. I did not see his face. I did not know his name. I did not know who he was. Didn't even know if he had a wedding ring on his finger. But I just felt strangely compelled to pray for this man, and pray I did. I prayed all kinds of things, that God would strengthen his friendships, that God might resolve any conflicts there might be at work or with his family, that God might rescue him out of sin, that God might keep him morally pure. On and on I went praying for this man. And by the time they pronounced the benediction, I almost wheeled up to this man, Ken Tata, to introduce myself. And I decided, nah, I better not do that. It'll look pushy. But when we were introduced to mutual friends about a month or so later, and when I met Ken Tata, I looked at him, and the first thing I said was, turn around and let me see the back of your head. And I couldn't believe it was him. I said, I know you. I prayed for you about a month or so ago in church. And that kind of sparked an interesting conversation.
Yeah, as you can imagine, Joe, I've never had anybody pray for the back of my head before or since. And so when Johnny said that, it was a little bit of humor, a little laughter there.
You never know. Maybe there's some single women listening, and they should try that out. Who knows?
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.